electrons and that gasoline. No sweat or hurry, just turn on a machine. They sent an army to the desert just to keep this country free. And to liberate some carbon, baby, for you and me.
And you are listening to a song by Andy Revkin. Yes, the same one who is the science correspondent for the New York Times. This is what he does in his off hours to vent after covering issues as important and depressing often as climate change. And we're staying on topic. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with the new president of the Apollo Alliance, Jerome Ringo, about this week's announcement from the Energy Department that, surprise, surprise, cost of oil is not going to be going down anytime soon. Thanks for joining us and congratulations on your new position.
Thank you very much.
You got a lot of work to do. What was your response and the alliance's response to this announcement, which included talk of going to rely on renewables, specifically nuclear and coal?
Well, the response is twofold. One, it is no surprise to myself, our organization, and to most consumers that the oil prices are high and will continue to be high. That is reflected at the gas pumps. And with the Energy Department's projection that a decline of $31 a barrel by 2025 just seemed to be unreasonable then, and as they admit today, is quite unreasonable now. With the Energy Department's proposal to consider alternative energy, mainly focusing on nuclear, is also something that we are concerned about and would offer solutions that would include studying other or reviewing or considering other options toward renewable energy besides nuclear. There are many other ways that we can alter and reduce our dependency on oil and on foreign oil. Nuclear is a consideration, but I believe and we believe that there are other considerations that surely should take a higher consideration for priority.
I remember I heard that story on the radio as I was coming into the city across the beautiful Golden Gate Bridge and heard, you know, this report that the Energy Department says, you know, oil prices are going to be rising. Surprise, surprise. So we need to turn to renewables. I turned up the volume, the knob. Really? Really? Maybe they're finally getting it, like coal and nuclear. And it's like, oh, should have known. Coal is also a big problem in terms of our health and environment and pollution. Why is it not surprising but disturbing that those are the kinds of renewables that they turn to?
And it is continued evidence of what I consider to be Category 5 denial by the administration to face the reality that, one, we must reduce our dependency on foreign oil, but, two, we must do everything we can to clean up the environment by reducing the amount of greenhouse gases and CO2s that we're putting to our atmosphere. So switching from oil and gas is one thing, but moving over to something that's going to be cleaner, that is going to be safer, and that will help keep our earth clean and safe, at the same time create jobs and help stimulate the American economy is the way to go.
Which is what the Apollo Alliance is all about. I should say that it is a coalition of labor, environment, business, national security, civil rights, urban, rural, and faith leaders, all fighting to become independent from foreign oil in the next decade. You know, you talk about Class 5 denial. I call that the COD factor, complacent, oblivious, and in denial. What more do you think it will take to shake up this administration, or perhaps nothing, and we have to just wait this out for three more years and think about the impacts as they, you know, turn to more coal plants, building new coal plants? And of course, one of the biggest emissions is methyl mercury, which is evident in our bodies, you know, in samples of, you know, women's breast milk, not to mention in our fish.
Well, unfortunately, it seems that catastrophic events seem to wake people up, and hopefully will wake the administration up, as it has in my community. I live and am from Louisiana, where we've experienced unprecedented events with respect to hurricanes over the last several months, hurricanes at an intensity level that we've never seen before, and has contributed. Those intensities are a direct contribution of the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico, and we have to look at the cause of these changes or these climatic variations being warmer earth temperature. But we also have to look into solutions. How do we effectively deal with these climate climatic variations and all the impacts of climate change as we knew it today. And I believe that the Apollo Alliance's approach to clean energy and alternative energy and stimulating our economy with jobs is the way to go. And I believe that the administration at some point will come to terms with the reality of the cause and effect of these events, and will come to terms with that the Apollo Alliance solution is the right solution, will not only help clean up the globe, will not only help wake people up and get people more involved in the processes toward alternative energy, but will help stimulate the American economy and improve our quality of life at levels that we've not seen in recent years.
Okay, let's turn to cleaner renewables like solar and wind power. What is their promise, and is it realistic to think that we can really wean ourselves off oil by really heavily relying on sun and wind power?
Absolutely. Solar and wind power are a great alternative. They are opportunities that we have in front of us. There are cities that are proving today that solar power works, wind power works, and it's clean. It's clean energy. At the same time, to get to these levels of technology, it requires research, it requires new construction, it makes available jobs for our communities. You know, you look at the situation with General Motors, where in Detroit you're talking about 30,000 people being laid off. Imagine if these companies had their assembly lines set up to build hybrids. Those 30,000 layoffs may not have taken place. So we've really got to consider these alternative energy as a real solution to many, many of the problems that we're dealing with today, and I believe that we will go in that direction. It's getting traction in Congress. It's getting traction in local and state elections. Many of our governors are now embracing the Apollo initiatives. Senator Clinton, as well as the governor of Pennsylvania 2 days ago at an event that I attended at the NASDAQ headquarters in New York, unveiled their Renewable Energy 2020 policy that included an Apollo project. So I think it's getting traction around the country. It's raising the interest due to the catastrophic events that have recently happened, due to the war in Iraq, and, of course, due to the obvious, the price at the gas pumps.
Yeah, probably that as much as anything else, which is a statement about what Americans care about, but, hey, whatever it takes. Thank you so much, Jerome Ringo, the new president of the Apollo Alliance. Appreciate your being with us, and we hope you enjoyed our show. We have another great green one for you coming up in just 1 week. Please go to our website to find out about the topics covered today and more on our guests. Go to ecotalk.net. In the meantime, go out and be more eco-centric and spread the green gospel, would you?